Okay.
Go ahead.
You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, March 26th, 2020, and this is a continuation of the Currie Beach Emergency meeting. Start as we have started the last few, and we will see if there is any activity relative to the department heads. Mr. Chief Bowden.
I need a motion to open the meeting.
Make a motion, we open the meeting. Sorry, yeah. Mr. Mayor.
I'll second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approach, Chief. Thank you.
No, sir, everything's good right now. Same as it has been. Life Force has been riding the beach for us, and my guys are riding the beach now until dark, so everything seems to be going okay.
You're not running into any difficulty with people on the beach?
No, sir, not yet. Everybody's, like I said, everybody's been real cooperative so far. So.
If they're out there and they get caught, they're cooperative?
Very much so.
Okay.
And other than one reported trespass across private property getting to the beach, any others?
Not
the one from the Riggins is the one I was.
Yes, not
any others
aware
yet?
Of, no, sir.
Okay. No illegal parking anywhere as far as you know in town?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Kennedy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Everybody on our staff is doing well. The whole roster, we have no incidents at this time. We're sending out daily emails to keep everyone in the loop as far as the operational periods for our staffing levels and volunteers. We're also doing daily virtual trainings. That's actually working pretty well. We're getting a good response from the volunteers, and it seems like it's working great. As you guys can tell, the text or call volume has dropped off dramatically. So the guys are using the time to get some odds and ends done around the fire station. Two lifeguards are working well on the beach. They're averaging about 6 to 12 people a day that they're kicking off, and everybody's really been understanding. They've had zero issues whatsoever. So yesterday, I think there was 9 people total, and 7 of those were surfers. The waves were kind of okay, and there was a little bit of a, we know we're not allowed on the beach strand, but are we allowed in the water? So, you know, we definitely encourage them to stay off the beach all the way around. So I think the word's going to get out.
Okay.
You know, we're going to have those days where the waves get good. And of course, this weekend, the weather's supposed to be nice, so that might get a little interesting. Other than that, we meet virtually with other chiefs, the fire chiefs, police chiefs, and EMS chiefs on Mondays and Fridays. That's just kind of to stay in touch. The medical director gives out any updates as far as procedures and medical equipment to be used on these medical calls. And currently right now, there is no changes, but basically New Hanover County is working on a system-wide medical supply inventory, basically. So that way, if we start seeing a lot more calls down here, we can take N95 masks from other departments that aren't, and then vice versa. So. New Hanover County is leading that, and we're pretty well stocked with all the equipment that we could need in the event that our call volume goes up due to the COVID. Other than that, business as usual, and I have nothing else.
Chief, any EMT calls?
I think we've had 2 in the last 8 days.
So. 2 in the last 8 days. None of them have had to do with any virus type activity.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Nikki.
So the signs that we ordered on Monday came in today, and they're up at Joe Weeks in Oceanfront Park. And the when we were canceling the events and reached out to the Red Cross, they informed us that blood drives are in the central gathering. So the blood drive that was on the schedule for tomorrow is still going on. We're not staffing it, and they have put extra precautions in to protect everyone. We've never had a full blood drive before, but tomorrow's schedule actually is full. We have 40 appointments.
So the blood drive is going to happen tomorrow, and that's going to be at the community center?
At the community center, correct.
What are the times on that?
It is 10 to 2:30.
10 to 2:30?
Yeah.
But I heard there's no walk-ins.
There's no walk-ins.
You have to have
it. There's no appointments if there were walk-ins. So. But I just wanted to let you guys know.
Okay.
There's a critical need, and they are considered an essential gathering, so they're still having that.
An essential service.
Our staff won't be there. So.
Okay.
I called the downtown office to make an appointment, and the first thing they had open is next Friday, a week from tomorrow.
Really? It's good people are stepping up.
Yeah, it's good that they're...
Okay. John?
No new updates, sir.
No issues?
No, sir.
Arlen?
I just have one thing, I guess, looking for direction from council. A couple days ago, we suspended disconnections of water service due to non-payment. The next thing kind of that goes along with that is we do charge late fees when people haven't paid on time. So looking for council's thoughts on whether the bills will go out at the end of this month, should have late fees. Anybody that would be charged a late fee, it would really mean that they haven't paid a bill since at least January.
Well, that's a fair question. Joe, are you on the line?
He was. I heard him say second.
Okay.
I don't see why you would waive that. I mean, the suspensions are not that we're doing away with any of our billing at all. We're still charging people for water. We're just not going to turn them off, and the bill will build up. I mean, we may have to write it off one day, but I don't know why you would change the late fees as well. Do you have a thought either way?
There was a call on Monday. The UNC School of Government did something related to water and sewer operations, particularly from a financial aspect. And it was just a thing. They weren't saying you should do it or not do it. You know, again, the main consideration was, besides, you know, trying to look at what's going on in the world and kind of adapting to that, but also that, you know, realizing that water and sewer needs to be run like a business. I mean, it's a specific, you know, enterprise fund, so you also have to be, you know, wary of your revenues.
Well, the late fee, I mean, by not cutting them off, we're already not charging them the reconnection fee.
Correct.
Right, so they're already saving, even if they go in arrears.
We typically, the late fee is $10 a month. And typically, we have about $650 worth of late fees per month.
It's not that much either way. If you guys want to be nice to our citizens, I'm fine either way. But
you don't, a lot of times we waive those late fees if there's a certain...
There's some times that we do, but it has to be very unique circumstances. So.
Yeah, the council has to do that. The staff doesn't do that. And they're already saving on the disconnection fee, because the reconnection fee is like $50 or something?
$60.
$60, I know it was something like that. So it takes 6 months. I'm okay either way. I don't have a preference. I'm just letting you guys know my thoughts, talking out loud.
John?
I don't.
No preference? Joe?
You really don't preference at all? It's only $10.
I mean, I make a motion we leave the fees as they are, and then if someone comes to council with a hardship, we can discuss it. That's my motion.
And if we see we have, I'll second your motion, and I'll like and comment that in another month, I mean, like Arlen said, these are for January.
Right.
So in another month, if you've got a problem, if we got a real problem with it, come back to it.
Okay.
As I think through that, I am trying to think of the fact that people are not going to. A lot of people have lost their jobs. However, I do like the idea that under hardship we can certainly waive.
Well, a lot of rental properties are going to start getting them. They just won't get them now. But I mean, there's a lot of people. We just cut off all their income too to start Saturday. So I'm open either way. I made the motion, but
why don't we wait 30 days and come back and address it again in 30 days?
So I make a motion we leave the system as it will, and then we readdress after another month. That way you can send them out and you don't have to change your process.
Second.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. My understanding is that the bills will go out normally with a late fee on them for this month, and we will re-look at it at the end of this month to see if things have improved. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a good question, Arlen. Mandy.
So, Beth and I have been working with the attorney and counsel with David a little bit today, back and forth, and the police chief and Detective Bailey on an ordinance for state of emergency. We just wanted some clarification in our ordinance, and so we're asking if we can add a section in our ordinance for state of emergency. I've got it all sent to you. I think that all of you have had a chance to read through it. It's addressing penalties and designation of powers and what council can do during that time, as well as far as closing beaches or parking lots. I've heard a little bit of chatter about adding something in there about other public areas of town. Is that what I'm hearing?
On the last sentence, I would add, or any other public facility. Because we have closed bars, we have closed restaurants, we have closed things that are not town-specific entities. So I would add that to the last sentence on the first paragraph, under restrictions authorized.
Any other public?
And it is my understanding, Mandy, that should we approve this document, it goes to the district attorney. So any cases that are brought before him, it is the factual, is that the understanding, Mike?
If we had to charge somebody with a ordinance violation, we could make the first one a $500 fine, and the second offense could be charged under 14-4 or general statute and charged as a misdemeanor.
Is there any reason that we can't make it, since some of these properties are quite large and they get very high rentals, $500 fine would seem insufficient if somebody's getting $6,500 a week. Andy, is there a problem with $500 a day?
No, there's no problem with that at all.
Okay.
So would that would just modify section B number two to the amount of $500 per day?
Yes, at the end, you can either say $500 per day, or you can put at the end of that sentence, each day will be a separate violation. Each continuing violation shall be a separate offense.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay.
Well, you're the attorney. We'll follow yours. I like yours better than mine.
Yeah. What's your advice? So each contiguous day would be a separate occurrence?
Yeah. Just put, let's see, restrictions. Just put comma further. Continuation of such violation. Each day thereafter will be considered as a separate violation.
Okay.
Did you get that, Mandy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So is there any other feedback on the amount of the fine for people who are identified and actually apprehended for renting their properties? Is there a different viewpoint from the council on that particular fine?
No, I think with your proposed change, which I agree with, I mean, I would like to think that all of our citizens would follow the law, right? Even if they don't like it. But I do recognize that if the law doesn't have teeth, some people will not. And I think at least on some of the other things I read today, there were people that were like, worried about people scamming the system and gaming the system and figuring out ways around it. When you put teeth in a law, people stop trying to get around it because it's not worth it, right? If there's no teeth, then what does it matter? But what I don't want is our building inspector or police department to get to someone, tell them they're wrong, and they're like, fine, okay, I don't care, I'll stay wrong. And then the citizens are mad at us for trying to do their will and trying to protect them, and then we didn't do it because we don't have any teeth up.
And that is why I thought that a larger deterrent is precisely necessary.
Yep.
Well, $500 a day.
Yes.
It'll add up quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that'll get people to
do. Yeah.
Right.
So if a violator, our police or a building inspector go to a property and it is determined that they've been in that house against the law for 5 days already, this initial offense is $2,500?
I think it's when you catch it. I think.
I mean, I'm more
I don't
the...
know that, I'm Andy, more the, can you retro that? We wouldn't know how long they were there. We had already talked to them. So how do you prove that?
May I wouldn't retro, no. It would be just when you initiate your citation.
Right.
You could find out through VBRO and things like that when it was rented, but...
Well,
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, no, I have seen people say, send me a private note. I'm going to rent anyway. I have seen things like that, and it's unfortunate.
Well, it's nice to tell us. Did they put their address down so we can
well,
go first?
Yes. I mean, some people aren't really that bright. They actually put their name down and say, just send me a private note. duly noted, by the way. So, Andy, it's unfortunate. I understand what you're saying. It's kind of unfortunate, though, but if... I would love that if they were discovered on Thursday that they had to pay the $2,000, but you're saying that's not the way we can handle it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, I don't think.
Okay.
I think our citizens will tell us soon enough that it wouldn't be till Thursday. I think the building inspector and the police department would be busy Saturday afternoon and Sunday.
And I would expect that our very good citizens, if they see things that are not appropriate, would of course be letting us know. We certainly are getting notified about a few folks on the beach, so.
Yeah. And now having said that, for the citizens on the line, if our police or building inspector get there and they prove that they are related to the owner or some other thing, they're not gonna get tickets and they're still gonna be there. So just recognize that there are property owners and it's private property, so everyone that you call in and report may or may not leave, but they will get a visit.
Okay. That's certainly one way to increase the amount of people we have being observant in this area. Okay. Is there any other comments on this particular ordinance? I think it's actually well-written, Andy. I read the reference material. That was also good. I think you've hit the points that are specific, and this fits into 210-110 state of emergency in our new ordinance structure. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Any comments on this?
So I make a motion we approve 2.10-110 state of emergency with the two changes discussed. One, in the first paragraph under A, to add public areas, Mandy. And the second change in B2 to add each day thereafter will be a separate violation at the end.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Very good, gentlemen. So we'll get, Andy, if you would do the modifications, get them to Mandy, and then Mandy will get this to the district attorney's office, get it on their file.
Okay. So, additionally, admin has been working on the upgrade of the phone system for admin and finance that came through and was set up today. So we have a rep from the phone company come in tomorrow to do some testing and troubleshooting to make sure everything's set up correctly. So we'll be good to go on that in the event something happened and we needed to use that software.
Okay.
And other than that, I think that's all I have.
How's the call volume been to town hall? What are the most questions you're getting now?
Random questions. We've gotten everything from, I'm coming from Georgia, is your beach open? Just your usual, how do I get decals? Aren't you getting anything else?
And the volume is way down.
Yeah, and it's been pretty quiet.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Good.
So with the facilities closed, there hasn't been any expression of from any of our citizens. They've been working with us. I'd like to thank you all for working with us during this time in our efforts to make sure that everybody's as safe as possible. Okay.
I wish to thank Mandy and Beth for helping me with this ordinance.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay. Good work. That's what this team does. It works together, and it works together quite well. So did I miss any of our department heads? Jimmy's not here.
Yes, sir. Public Works was doing their Thursday pickup, and there was a lot of stuff out. So I guess citizens are, with nothing else to do, cleaning up their yards. So they spend a lot of time on it. They're also working on a lift station issue to the south of town. I think they had a pump problem, so that's probably what kept him involved in that. We are wrapping up the beach overflows on the beach, so you'll still see people out there. They should be wrapping up this week. I haven't checked to see if it might go into next week or not, but there has been some work on the beach still. Probably got slowed down by the rain the last 2 days. That's just to fix the stormwater systems. That's kind of what's happening in Public Works. Still 100% manning and no concerns right now. And he didn't have any feedback when I talked to him this morning about issues from citizens. Everything seemed to be okay.
Okay. Does council have anything they want to bring up for discussion at this point in time? If not, I'm going to open for questions. But council?
Well, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I do. So I don't think all the commissioners got a link to a change.org petition, but I did. I'm assuming the rest of you will get one soon. When I looked at it 45 minutes ago, 122 people had signed in with various comments, some of them pretty okay and some of them a little less than that, but basically to close the Snow's Cut Bridge. I know I talked about that at our last meeting, but I just want to reiterate to council my concerns about that. With my experience as the emergency manager in multiple hurricanes, it's a huge staffing issue. Typically when we do it, we have Sheriff's Department support and National Guard support. And when we close it, right? So no one's coming over. And then when we staff it to reopen it, if anyone on the phone or hasn't been there, it is a zoo. If we were to do that and staff that to do that 24/7, or even if we said the bridge closes at 9 p.m. and opens at 6 a.m. or some variation of that, us in Carolina Beach could not support the staffing for that for an extended period of time. In addition, it would expose every officer or fireman that was put there to check IDs to every single person that came on the island and left the island. So anyone that had anything would eventually give it to all of our police and fire. Neither department has the staffing to support that. If you've been paying attention to the news, you have seen that Detroit was down over 160 officers due to coronavirus exposure. That was 2 days ago. I don't know what they're at now. It's probably worse. We don't have the staffing for anything like that. So, you know, I sent out an email to all council for you guys to consider, and I'd like feedback to it because I plan to respond to the petition since they asked decision makers to respond to it. I'll be glad to respond to it individually, but I'm interested in your feedback to it because I think the citizens that are signing petitions should understand the downside of it. I also forwarded that note to the town council of Carolina Beach and the Carolina Beach town manager because I'm very concerned that this discussion is going to drive us somewhere that, one, we can't really do or do well. Two, we're going to expose the first responders that we're going to need in 3 or 4 weeks when the pandemic is really bad in New Hanover County. Mm-hmm. Three, I don't know who has the legal authority to close that bridge. During a hurricane, it actually gets closed by the sheriff and highway patrol, and they always fight over who's doing it. So I'm not even sure that we have any legal authority in that area at all. And then fourth, and most concerning to me, is that none of the health professionals that I've talked to, and I've called New Hanover County to ask this specific question, recommend closing that bridge in any reason. So just that's what I wanted council to be very aware of, my concern as your emergency manager with lots of experience at the bridge.
I would add a fifth point to that, David. The point is in reading through that, we want to allow people to come across the bridge, go to their jobs, come back from their jobs. We want to allow people who are working on the island to come into the island, etc. So with 7,500 folks on the island, just at 15%, if only 15% are working, you have 1,000 people going back and forth and probably a couple hundred working on the island. They're going back and forth, they're going into the city, they're going wherever they need to go, and then they're returning to the island. I don't think we effectively achieve what we're trying to achieve by closing the bridge to just maybe essentially just locals. There's enough locals that have interaction off the island that make it, my opinion, a little bit of a mute point.
We have lots of people that live off the island that come to the island for services, whether doctors or pharmacists or grocery store or for whatever reason they come, and that would be a nightmare also.
So it has been the direction of this council to essentially eliminate the activities that would draw people to the island, as opposed to putting the difficulty of closing the bridge and having a blockade at the bridge for people returning from work every single day, every single evening. So we have blocked public parking, restaurants, bars, beach, parks. There are some things that are still open, which may drive some traffic, but they don't necessarily drive stopping in our town. People can go to their boat docks, get on their boat and go where they wish to go. And sooner or later, the ferry will be active again. So it's not quite as simple as it sounds. In that regard, and with the limited resources, I'm really not in support of that, as long as we continue to effectively eliminate the things that draw people here, including the short-term rentals.
Well, and David, I think you word the email, I'm perfectly fine with you wording the email, but please state as council. And yeah, I'm sorry if I'm speaking for David.
If you guys send an email back to me, I'll say the council discussed this. If you don't, I'll say it's an answer from myself. I'm fine either way.
I'm fine you saying council.
Yeah. So I logged on their website and figured out how to do that. It took me a longer time than I think it should, because I'm not that smart, I guess, to their website. But I now know how to post a response on change.org as a decision maker. That's what we are. That's how they position us in their process, right? Had a great conversation with my son about change.org and their petition process. Different issue, we'll do that offline. But so I know how to respond. I just wanted council to realize that I will respond. You guys are welcome to give me inputs. And if you say you want me to speak for you, I'll add your input, or I'll just put mine. I'm fine either way, because I know I can, but I just want council aware that, you know, I think it's important to respond to it, and I'm going to. And I sent you what I'm thinking about putting on.
I'm perfectly fine. You had my name in there.
Yeah. No,
I did indeed get sent to me personally
the
petition from that website.
Right.
I read through it. I disagree with it. I do not. I'm not in favor of closing the bridge.
Right. I'm not asking for a vote or any sense. I just wanted council aware of what I'm going to do. So when you get a call, if someone's mad about it, you can be ready.
I don't want you to go out on a limb by yourself.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
I know you are, but I think it should be.
Well, I think we've expressed our opinions. I don't know if, Joe, if you have a particular opinion that you want to express. We are taking a vote on this thing at this point in time, so therefore I think it's fair for you to respond as you see fit, and that as a council, the people that you have spoken to are not necessarily in support of taking that particular action for a variety of good reasons. It's thought out reasons. It's thinking through the implications of doing it, what it would cost, what it would take, and what it would mean. I don't know. Joe, did you have anything you wanted to add?
It's been out there for 3 days, this position. And it only has 140 people, that have 142 that have signed it.
20 more since I got off, yeah.
It's been heavily promoted, pumped, and lots of conversations, being shared. And it only has 142 people that have signed it. So it has not gained really, I feel, enough traction at this point. Not discounting it, of course, but I don't think it's gained enough traction.
Well, and I would say, of course...
And that's why I don't support closing the bridge.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
And of course, saying that if things change and we get to that point, we would certainly not hesitate from doing what we think is necessary. At this point in time, based on implications, we don't think that's quite necessary. My personal opinion. Again, it's no vote, so yeah. David, respond.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Yes, Andy.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
And then the last thing, Mr. Mayor. We've gotten a number of emails, or at least I have. I'm assuming everyone else got them. I didn't look at all the ones about when are we going to open the beach. Similar issue to the bridge. And like you talked about, we're trying to eliminate the things that attract people to the island. If we were to open the beach in any way, the webcams and the people who are going to post to social media would quickly get the word out that our beach was open. And then my personal opinion is immediately we would be descended upon, and people would either talk to their friends, like all the surfers that I surf with called me so they can park at my house, which I told them they can't, or park illegally, which the police department would have to deal with. And then, because all our public beach accesses are closed, go across private property to get to the beach. And then our limited police department will be dealing with every one of those people, either on the parking issue or on the crossing the private property trespassing issue. Which once, just like the bridge, would interact them with all of those people. By keeping the bridge closed, by keeping the beach closed like we're doing, the interaction now is two lifeguards in public space, 6 feet away on a four-wheeler, which is what the CDC recommends for our spacing. So instead of exposing all of our police officers to people that are cross trespassing or illegally parking at their cars, trying to manage that, we've reduced the magnet response, which is what we're saying we're trying to do, is keep people from coming here. Once you take away the magnet, the filings don't come to the magnet. Same thing. And so even though I understand people's request, I miss the beach as much as anyone. I should already be surfing by now, and I'm not. I promise every citizen that I will not go on the beach until you can go on the beach. And I hate it. But it's the right thing for us to do as a town. And I just want to make sure that the council understands that position as your emergency manager as well.
Okay. Anybody have anything else to bring up? Mandy, how many people online?
34.
Okay. We're losing some of our audience. Anybody on the phone have any questions for council?
So for the 34 citizens, thank you. Tell your friends, all of these are recorded and online. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Howard Haynes on Atlantic Avenue. I just wanted to call in to say that I agree with most everything that was said today. I agree with the bridge position at this point. I also agree with the putting some teeth into the factor with the rental market and actually having a penalty. But just by dealing with your kids and everything else, you just need to have consequences to your actions. And I think the issue is also with the people walking on the beach. And I noticed from my vantage point that the access point at Ennis and Nancy Avenue is very wide and open, and a number of people are going on and off there all day long. And you're going to see a lot more of that this weekend when the weather is really warm. And it's difficult being a law-abiding citizen and seeing all these people just walk on the beach and flaunting their access to the beach, knowing that there's going to be nothing done about it except, hey, get off the beach. So I think a little bit of a penalty, something, $100, $200, would really stop that action, you know, from going on. This is my two cents.
We do in fact have a penalty for that. It's a trespass penalty, and it's $150. Now we are trying to be smart about it, actually trying to be directional about it and helping people understand what the requirements are. If we do run into people who are resistant, the officers will be there and we will fine them according to the ordinance. So at the moment, we are being, like I said, we're trying to be good neighbors and reasonable people and hope that our citizens will be reasonable people. When things get unreasonable, we will apply the fines. Now, what was the entrance? Are you talking about the
emergency access at Ann Avenue, which is how
the big access, the regular beach access at Ann Avenue. Okay. We'll take a look at that over the weekend. We certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Ed Manio, South Fork Fisher.
Okay, Ed.
I just wanted to say I agree with everything you're doing. I think eliminating the reason people come here is much better than trying to close the bridge. So keeping beach closed and everything else that you've done already, I think is perfect. So kudos to the council. The one question I have is on people on the beach after 5 p.m., who should we call if we see people on the beach after the lifeguards leave?
You should call our local police department. Now.
Okay, just call the regular number.
911.
No, you would call 911. Now, I know some people think that that's a problem number, but that will actually go to the county office. They will go right to our cruiser and report whatever the information is, and they will get there. So,
okay.
And just recognize that if they're on another call, that is a lower priority call. That's just like anything else. So if they're on an emergency call or on a higher priority call, they're not going to go to a trespass call, so they will get there.
Oh, we understand.
Okay, just want to make sure everyone gets to understand.
I just wanted to make sure I knew the right way to handle that in case we see some people a few nights, but it's actually been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think our citizens, for the most part, are pretty good, and as we've directed our staff, manage the issue, just like we do everything else professionally. So we give our residents, first we put teeth, just like the mayor talked about, $150 fine if necessary, but we give our police officers discretion to manage the issue. So a citizen may or may not get it according to how they respond to the police officer and if it's their fifth time or not. So the habitual violators will eventually get a big ticket, but the person that snakes out because they're going crazy in their house and then immediately leaves when the police officer or lifeguard directs them to leave is probably going to be fine. If someone from town comes down and they give one of our police officers a bunch of grief after trespassing through private property to get to the beach and parking illegally, they're probably going to get a couple of different fines. And that's exactly how we expect our police officers to deal with problems, right? Our police officers are our friends, and we need to understand that. But if you can't follow the rules, then our police officers will do their job. I have the highest faith in all of them.
Thank you for the feedback.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Anybody else?
Uh,
make a motion we adjourn until Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. the 30th.
Adjourn.
Continue. Thank you, ladies. Yeah, we're used to adjourning. Continue.
We get a little punchy.
So
we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mandy.
Continued.